This is the English recording of the story of Pikun Tong. There was once a widow with two daughters. The eldest was named Mali and the youngest Pikun. Pikun was pretty and well-mannered. She was a good-hearted child and always spoke sweetly. However, Mali had always been the favorite, as she most resembled her mother, both in appearance and behavior. Because of this, Pikun was forced to work much harder than her sister, day in and day out. One day, after pounding the rice, Pikun went to fetch some water from the canal near their home. On her way back, she happened to meet an old woman, who asked her if she could spare any water for a drink. Pikun gladly shared some of her water with the woman and bade her to take extra that she might wash her face and body. She told the woman not to worry. If there was not enough, she could always go back and get more. The old woman smiled and praised Pikun. "Not only are you beautiful, but you have a warm heart as well. Despite my poor and bedraggled appearance, you treat me with kindness." Then she bestowed upon Pikun a blessing that whenever she spoke, golden bakula blossoms would fall from her lips. Once she had conferred the blessing, the woman vanished right before Pikun's eyes. Immediately after arriving home, Pikun's mother rebuked her for dawdling and tried to skirt her duties. So Pikun recounted all that had happened. As she did so, golden bakula blossoms flitted down out of her mouth. Her mother's anger instantly morphed into greed, and she rushed to collect all of the golden blossoms, ordering Pikun to carry on speaking that she might sate her own desire. After that day, her mother would collect as many of Pikun's golden blossoms as she could, which she would then take in exchange for money. The family's livelihood improved, and Pikun no longer had to work as hard as before. However, she was forced to speak all day so as to produce as many of the golden blossoms as possible. She eventually became weary. Her throat grew sore and her voice hoarse until she could no longer speak. This enraged her mother to the point where she would beat Pikun to force more words from her mouth. But soon Pikun was no longer able to utter even a single syllable. Her mother then had an idea. She sent Mali to fetch water as Pikun had done in the hope that Mali might also encounter the elderly woman. But rather than an old woman, Mali came upon a beautiful girl dressed in elegant clothing standing in the shade of a tree. The girl asked Mali for water, but Mali snapped back in refusal, both because she was jealous of the girl's appearance and because she did not think that this child could be the fairy her sister had encountered. But in truth, the girl was a tree spirit who then placed a curse on Mali that whenever she spoke in anger, maggots, worms and millipedes would fall from her lips. When Mali returned home, she furiously described to her mother what had taken place. With each word, maggots, worms and millipedes tumbled out of her mouth, filling the house. The mother surmised that a jealous Pikun must have twisted the events in her story so as to prevent Mali from meeting the old woman, so she beat her and threw her out of the house. After leaving her mother's house, Pikun went alone into the woods. A prince was riding by on his horse when he noticed her crouched there on the ground, sobbing. He asked of her troubles, and Pikun told him all that had happened. When she had finished speaking, the ground around her was blanketed in golden blossoms. The prince was overjoyed as he realized that this girl must be his soulmate. He had had a dream the previous night that he had met an old woman by a large tree. She had told him to go riding into the forest the following day and that there he would encounter his true love, a girl who produced golden bakula blossoms when she spoke. The prince asked Pikun for her hand in marriage. The two of them then bowed before a large tree and prayed for the spirit's blessing and that they would be happy thereafter.